Shalom, everybody, in Parashas Re'eh, in Perek Yud Dalid Pasuk Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu says the following beautiful thing to Bnei Yisrael, Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem, etc. You, says Moshe, you, Bnei Yisrael, you are the children of Hashem. It's incredible, it's beautiful. And the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph says that there is an argument, there's a machlokes between two major Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, regarding how far Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem goes. Rabbi Yehuda says Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem applies only Bizman She'atem Nohagim Minhag Banim. In other words, as long as you act like Hashem's children, He considers you His children. Only when you act like His children does Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem apply. And when you do not act like Hashem's children, Hashem does not treat you like you are His children. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, on the other hand, says, Bein kach u bein kach atem kruyim banim. No matter what you do, says Rabbi Meir, you'll always be called Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem. So who do we follow? Who do we paskin like? Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we can only call ourselves Hashem's children when we act like His children? Or Rabbi Meir, who says Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem applies always, no matter what? The Gemara in Maseches Eruvin Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis lists a number of rules when it comes to Psak Halacha. The Gemara says, for example, that whenever Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have a machlokes, the Halacha always follows Rabbi Yossi. Or another example, whenever Rabbi Akiva has a machlokes with his peers, the Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva. And there's other examples in that Gemara in Eruvin. And the Gemara there says, what happens when Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir have a machlokes? The Gemara says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. And so according to that general rule, that would mean we follow Rabbi Yehuda. Banim atem lashem elokechem only applies bizman she'atem nohagim minhag banim, only as long as you act like Hashem's children. That's what it would seem from the Gemara in Eruvin. However, the great Rishon, the Rashba, Reb Shlomo ben Aderet, who died in 1310, the Rashba says that this rule of Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, only whenever Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir have a machlokes, that rule is not always true. In a responsa, in the responsa of the Rashba, Shut HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simin Kuf, Tzadi, Dalid, the Rashba records a question that he was asked. More than 700 years ago, the Rashba was asked the Shaila about whether a Jew who left the fold and served Avodah Zarah, Rachman al-Itzlan, is that Jew supposed to be treated like a Gentile regarding Halachos of Tuma and Tara? That was the question that the Rashba was asked. After all, if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that would mean that we're only supposed to be treated like Hashem's children when we act properly. But if we don't act properly, Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem no longer applies, and that man should be treated like a non-Jew, like a Gentile. However, the Rashba says, no, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, who says, Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem always, always, always applies. Bein kach u bein kach atem kruim banim. It's amazing. We are Hashem's children no matter what we do. We're always Hashem's children. The Rashba was asked a question about a Jew who served Avodah Zarah. And it doesn't matter. Every Jew, no matter how rebellious, no matter how impetuous, is always Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem. That's the Rashba, and many Rishonim and Achronim have agreed with him since. Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935, also agrees. He says in a number of places, for example, in Ma'amarei HaRe'aya, in Perek Beis, Hilchos Tzibur, the Rav Cook says that a Jew's Kedusha does not stem from what they do, but from who they are. Hashem chose the Jewish people. They are the chosen nation. And that chosenness means that they are always, always, always Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem. There is an incredible story about Rav Kook that is told on page 347 of the Sefer Mo'adei HaRe'aya. The story goes that Rav Kook was asked, why he loved people who seemed not to be observant of Torah and mitzvos. And Rav Kook said, if I made a mistake and I was not supposed to be nice to them, which means that if after I die, I get punished for being nice and respectful to people that I was not supposed to be nice to, Rav Kook said, I don't mind and I will not be embarrassed if I get punished for being nice to people that I wasn't supposed to be nice to. But, said Rav Kook, if the opposite were true, if I were not nice to them, if I did not love them, and if that was a mistake, if I was supposed to treat them respectfully, and I did not, and that's the reason that I get punished, says Rav Kook, that kind of punishment I would not be able to bear. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, always, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Have an amazing day, everyone!